And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 30th of May, 2015. The Lincoln Memorial was dedicated on this day in 1922. The architect Henry Bacon designed it to resemble the Parthenon. It has the Gettysburg Address on one wall, and on the other, the second inaugural address of Lincoln. There is a myth that the profile of Robert E. Lee appears in the locks of Lincoln's hair. The National Park Service says that is not true. It is true, however, that at the dedication in 1922, the audience was segregated, and the keynote speaker, Robert Moton, president of the Tuskegee Institute, an African-American, was not allowed to sit on the speaker's platform. It was on this day, 1849, Henry David Thoreau published himself his own book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers. It was his first book, an account of a two-week trip that he'd taken with his brother John 10 years before from Massachusetts to New Hampshire and back. The two brothers were very close. Henry was the introverted, studious one. John was more gregarious and fun-loving. John helped to pay his brother's tuition to Harvard. He helped Thoreau open his own school when he was fired from his teaching job because he objected to corporal punishment. A few years after their boat trip, John Thoreau died unexpectedly from tetanus. He died in his brother's arms, and Thoreau decided to seclude himself. He started building his cabin by the bank of Walden Pond, lived there for 2 years, and he completed the drafts of both A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers and a series of lectures that would eventually become his classic Walden. Since the book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, was rejected, he was only able to publish it by paying for its printing from its sales. And 4 years later, after he paid off the printing debt, Thoreau wrote in his journal that his publisher had delivered the remaining unsold copies to his home. He said, "I have now a library of nearly 900 volumes, over 700 of which I wrote myself." Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, Abandoned Farmhouse. "He was a big man, says the size of his shoes on a pile of broken dishes by the house. A tall man, too, says the length of the bed in an upstairs room. And a good God-fearing man, says the Bible with a broken back on the floor below the window, dusty with sun. But not a man for farming, say the fields cluttered with boulders and the leaky barn. A woman lived with him, says the bedroom wall papered with lilacs and the kitchen shelves covered with oilcloth. And they had a child, says the sandbox made from a tractor tire. Money was scarce, say the jars of plum preserves and canned tomatoes sealed in the cellar hole. And the winter's cold, say the rags in the window frames. It was lonely here, says the narrow country road. Something went wrong, says the empty house in the weed-choked yard. Stones in the fields say he was not a farmer. The still-sealed jars in the cellar say she left in a nervous haste. And the child, its toys are strewn in the yard like branches after a storm. A rubber cow, a rusty tractor with a broken plow, a doll in overalls. Something went wrong, they say." Abandoned Farmhouse, a poem by Ted Kooser, from Flying at Night, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.